Welcome to FlowJo's series of broadcasts on understanding the set text option in the Cambridge First Certificate of English and the Certificate of Proficiency in English. Your host is Fiona Joseph. We hope you enjoy listening.
Good evening and welcome to the first in what we hope will be a series of podcasts for Cambridge exam students. This broadcast is aimed at exam candidates who are preparing the set text option in the CPE writing paper. Now, the book we'll be discussing is absolutely wonderful. I'm really pleased to be doing this session. It's a very touching novel called Goodnight, Mr. Tom, and it's by Michelle Magorian. So let me explain first how this session is going to be organised. To begin with, I'll give a quick run through of the characters, the plot and the setting. And then I'll be discussing the types of questions that come up in the CPE exam and give you some tips on how to do well if you decide to do this option. Then I'm going to explore one of the key themes of the book and work through a typical exam question in the process. And then finally, if you're listening online, I'll be inviting people to comment on their reactions to the book, what you enjoyed, didn't like, the themes, the style of language, and so on. Now, the edition of the book I'm using is the Penguin edition, published in 1998. And I'll be reading some parts from the book and giving you the page numbers where appropriate. So, let's start with a summary of the book. Now, it begins in the year 1939, and it's set in the village of Little Weirwold. Britain is on the brink of what was to become the Second World War, and a number of children are evacuated, or moved, out of London to this country village for their safety. The novel focuses on the story of 8-year-old William Beach, who is placed with an old man called Tom Oakley. Tom is a widower and known to be something of a recluse in the village. Willie is a very fearful and withdrawn child. We realise as the story unfolds that his mother has beaten him regularly. He's also malnourished and has had very little formal education. Tom Oakley, or Mr. Tom, takes care of him, and slowly Will is integrated into village life, going to the local school, learning to read, making friends, especially with a vivacious boy called Zach. All seems to be going well as Will starts to flourish. He discovers he has a talent for drawing, for example, and the bond between Will and Mr. Tom grows ever deeper. Until one day, when Will has news that his mother is ill and he's needed to go back to London, Will returns, determined to try and please his mother. But it all goes horribly wrong. To the reader, she's clearly suffering from a mental illness, but Will is baffled and terrorised by her horrible behaviour. She reveals there is a surprise waiting at home, which turns out to be a baby sister who sadly is as neglected as Will was. When Will starts to tell her, his mother, about life in the village with Mr. Tom and his friends, she gets into a rage and beats him unconscious and then locks him in a cupboard under the stairs. Meanwhile, weeks have passed and Tom is worried at the lack of news from Will. So he and his dog Sammy venture to London on the train to find and rescue Will. Tom and the authorities in London are forced to break into Will's mother's house as it appears to be empty. What they find is a truly horrific sight, not to mention smell, and I'm quoting from the book, "It was as if an animal had died and was rotting somewhere." Will is found tied to a pipe, sitting in his own urine and excrement, holding his dead baby sister. Their mother has abandoned them. Will is taken to hospital, barely able to move his limbs, and is heavily sedated by the doctors. Tom quickly realises that the authorities want to put Will into a home. So he hatches a plan to kidnap Will from the hospital and take him back to the safety of the village of Weirwold. In a thrilling chapter, Tom takes Will from his hospital bed and they catch the train home. Slowly but surely, Will regains his strength. He puts on weight and is restored to his former good health and confidence. Tom, Will and Zach, his friend, spend a glorious fortnight on holiday at the seaside. But when they get back, their happiness is shattered by the news that Will's mother has committed suicide and that Will is to be taken to a children's home. Will refuses, and after some discussion, the authorities agree that Tom can formally adopt Will. All is well again. School starts in the village, but then London is hit by bombs. His friend Zach is called back to London to see his injured father, and Zach himself is killed in a bomb blast. Will is absolutely devastated and spends the weeks following his friend's death in a daze. He finally comes to terms with Zach's death, and then we come to the end of the novel. So that's given you a brief summary of the plot of the book, with the key characters being Will, William Beach, who is 8 at the start of the book, and then reaches the age of 10 by the end of the novel. There's also Mr. Tom. He's the reclusive father figure, whose wife and child died shortly after his son was born. And then we have Will's mother, who doesn't appear in the book a great deal, but we do feel her influence on Will. She's what you'd call a religious zealot. She's driven by her religious beliefs, but is obviously a very unstable character because of the abuse that she gives out to William. And the fourth main character is Zach, Will's best friend. He's a very exuberant character, and he works as a contrast to Will's very introverted nature. Zach has parents who work in the theatre, and this rubs off on Zach, this complete exuberance. Now, just a brief word about the setting of Goodnight, Mr. Tom. In terms of history, we have the backdrop of the evolving Second World War. We start the action in 1939. Now, the war remains in the background, and it's quite a contrast, really, to the idyllic country life of Little Wheelwold. Certainly, people in the village are affected by the war, but most of them are not in any direct danger. Okay, so now let's move to the study of this book within the context of the CPE exam. What are the examiners looking for when you answer a question on this book? Well, it might be easy to say what they don't want, first of all. They're not looking for straightforward plot summaries. What you'll be asked to do is to write on a theme or a particular aspect of the book, and then to identify characters or events that illustrate the theme. You may be asked to write your answer in the context of an article or a report, a letter or an essay, and you need to follow the guidelines for each of those text types as well. And finally, it goes without saying that you shouldn't try the set text option if you haven't actually read the book. It might sound silly, but it does happen. So let's take one of the themes and see how we could work through it as part of an examination question. Now, we're going to imagine the exam question is as follows. A magazine is doing a feature on coping with loss and has asked readers to recommend novels that feature characters who have faced the death of a loved one and coped. You decide to write a letter to the magazine recommending Goodnight, Mr. Tom. So that's an example of the kind of question that you may get in the exam. We can see that the theme overall is coping with loss. So let's start by choosing the particular characters that we want to write about, describing the loss that they faced and how they've coped, using specific episodes in the book, because the examiners will be expecting you to refer quite closely to things that have happened in the story. Okay, so which of the characters have had to cope with loss? Well, first of all, we've got Tom. We know from the book that his wife and son died 40 years ago. They died shortly after his son was born. And how does he cope? Well, it seems really that for the last 40 years he hasn't really coped. He seems to have shut off his emotions to an extent. He has a reputation for being a recluse. And it isn't until Will arrives that he's forced to face up to his loss. For example, on page 56, which is quite an early episode in the book, where Tom has taken Will shopping to get some provisions. Willie notices a tiny shop that has got some art materials. It turns out later on that Will has a particular talent for art, hence his interest. But going back to the action on page 56, and I read, Tom's heart sank. He hadn't been in the shop since the day after Rachel died. It was her favourite place. For 40 years, he hadn't been able to bring himself to venture into it again. There had been no reason anyway. He didn't paint. He remembered how pleased she would be at the mere thought of a visit. And then the action continues. We're back in the present. Much further on in the book, on page 230, we have a more graphic description of his wife's death. This occurs directly in the period when Will has been taken back home, as it were, from the hospital after his horrific experience at the hands of his mother. Will's having terrible nightmares, and at one point he lets out a terrible howling scream. And this is the effect that that scream has on Tom. It actually reminds him of the day that his wife died. And there's a couple of paragraphs that I'm going to read which illustrate this very clearly. He, that's Tom, he found himself being dragged back to the day when Rachel had given birth to their son. Tom had been a young man of 20 then, and still very deeply in love. He remembered how he had paced the floor in the living room, listening to her moans from the bedroom, and then the sudden silence. He had turned to find the midwife standing at the door, shaking her head sadly. He remembered how he had run across the hall and into their bedroom, how he had clasped Rachel's hand. She had smiled so tenderly at him. He tried to ignore how thin and pallid she was, and had glanced down at her side to where a tiny red-faced baby lay. "Ain't he beautiful?" she had whispered, and he had nodded, and watched helplessly as the old familiar colour of scarlatina spread across both their faces. So just to clarify, scarlatina is the disease that his wife and son died of. Tom's wife and son are buried near the oak tree in the garden of the cottage where he lives. Now, his healing process is quite gradual, and it comes through in the way that he cares for Will. It's not dealt with in a very significant way, but we do have a sense of Tom's recovery, particularly in two key events towards the end of the book, when Will says, "I love you," very spontaneously to Tom. And then later, Will calls him Dad after the adoption. These are very significant moments, very heartwarming moments for Tom and also for us as readers. So I think the process by which Tom learns to cope with the loss is a very gradual one, but Willie definitely plays a part in that. Now, what about Will himself? Well, Will has suffered the death of his baby sister Trudy, and he feels terrible guilt because his sister ran out of milk when they were tied up and abandoned by his mother, and he couldn't save her from dying in his arms. Will is haunted by bad dreams afterwards. And his recovery comes about during a chance visit to see Mrs. Hartridge, one of the local school teachers, who's recently had a baby. Now, Mrs. Hartridge gives the baby to Will to hold while she goes to answer the door. And I quote, "Instinctively, she wanted Will to know what it was like to hold a warm, live child." And then the baby cries in hunger, and Will watches in fascination as Mrs. Hartridge feeds her daughter at her breast. This is a significant moment for Will, and I'm going to read a little bit more on page 243. So following the visit to Mrs. Hartridge's house, seeing the baby, holding it and then watching the baby being breastfed, it goes, "As they walked home, Will suddenly felt lighter. Tom had been right. He couldn't have given Trudy what she had needed. It wasn't his fault that she had died. He was still saddened by her death, but the awful responsibility that had weighed so heavily on him had now lifted. He thrust his hands into his pockets and walked with a brisker step." So we can see that he's learned to cope with the loss of his sister and realised that it wasn't his fault as he'd felt previously. However, Will has to face another death which has a much greater impact on him, and that's the death of his best friend, Zach. As we've said already, Zach is called back to London to see his father, and he's blown up in a bomb blast. Will wakes up one morning to hear voices downstairs. And I'll just read this very understated description of how he realises that Zach has died and the impact it has on him. And this is quoting from page 281. So remember, he's gone downstairs, he's heard voices, and he's expecting news of Zach. As he approached the front room, he recognised the voices. They were the Littles. His heart gave a lift. Perhaps they had news of Zach. He strode in excitedly and they turned to face him. Dr. Little looked grave and Aunt Nance had been crying. They didn't need to say anything. He knew that Zach was dead. In one black moment, he felt his legs buckling up underneath him and he collapsed into unconsciousness. Now, Will is absolutely distraught by the death of Zach. For so many weeks and months afterwards, life appears meaningless. And the only respite he has initially is in routine tasks, whether it's helping Tom or in his drawing. And he has one particular day where he reaches rock bottom and he rages against God. He feels so angry. He goes, "I hate you, God, I hate you." He can't understand why Zach's been taken away from him. Now, having reached rock bottom, the only way he can go is up. And the breakthrough comes when he asks to borrow Zach's bike and teaches himself to ride. And something like acceptance of Zach's death happens on that day. He begins to talk to Zach and even becomes a little bit like Zach in his speech and mannerisms. He realises that he can live life without Zach. Almost by accepting and integrating aspects of Zach's extrovert personality within himself. So to bring us back to the question of coping with loss, we've described how both Tom and Will come to terms with the death of loved ones. Other themes that could be explored in this book, a friendship, that's a key theme throughout the book. Also, I think the way to bring up children, because you've got the contrast between Will's own mother, his birth mother, and yet the nurturing proper care that he receives from Mr. Tom. So I hope that's been helpful. I look forward to hearing your comments on the book. As I say, I really did enjoy it. It's a super read. It's a very emotional book. And I defy anybody to read it without a tear in their eye at certain points. Okay, thank you. And I hope you'll join us again soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Fiona Joseph of Flojo speaking about the CPE set text option Goodnight Mr. Tom by Michelle Magorian. For more information and exam resources for FCE, CAE and CPE, including our online series Exam Success Plus, please go to www.flojo.co.uk. That's www.flo-joe.co.uk. Thanks for listening.